This is the world famous 92.7 WLIR Danny C again, running back in here to also thank, of course, a couple of rabbis to us over the years. Chuck at CPI, Madge at CBC Media, Glenn and the Richards at PC Richard. Thank you for all of the support. And the new player in town, Best Buy. And with that, I will introduce now the principal of the Morey organization, Mr. Jed Morey.
Thank you, Danny. I am here on behalf of my family, on behalf of my father, Ron, and my mother, Brenda, and my wife, Eden, to say thank you to Long Island, to Nassau County, to Queens, to Connecticut, Westchester, Jersey, the city, everybody that listened to us over the last 16 years while this was our family business. Thank you, Long Island. We certainly love you. We enjoyed our time. This is not the end for us. It's the beginning of a bunch of new things, but it's certainly a transition. But you made our family. You made us feel welcome here. And for that, we're eternally grateful. And it is my absolute honor to turn the radio to the last person who should ever be on this airway, be on these airwaves. My partner in crime, my brother, the man that put this station on the air, and the man who should take it off, John Caracciola. I love you, Doctor. Thank you.
I love you, too. Did you mean the last person that should ever be on, or, you know?
No, the last person that should ever be on this frequency with modern rock.
Okay, well, I love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for listening. I think we've got more people listening right now than probably the history of this radio station. I'm John Caracciola. I'm the president of the Morey Organization. We're the company that has owned and operated WLIR 92.7 for the past 16 years. A few months ago, after careful thought and consideration, we began a transaction to sell the 92.7 frequency to Univision. That transaction has recently received FCC approval, and the sale has been scheduled to close. At 12 noon today, WLIR-FM will cease broadcasting on 92.7, and this frequency will be transferred to Univision. My partner, Jed Morey, Ron Morey, affectionately known as the old man, and I, and the entire Morey Organization family, have been extremely honored and privileged to serve you, the entire Long Island community, with WLIR 92.7 for over 16 years. Serving the community, it's a responsibility that we have never taken lightly. WLIR is a family-owned radio station, and the Morey Organization is a family-owned company. As broadcasters, we are granted a unique and a special privilege by the United States government to broadcast over the airwaves and to contribute to the community. The phrase WLIR-FM Garden City has a strong significance to our listeners, to our staff, and to Jed and I. Garden City is the community that we are licensed to serve. As the business of broadcasting changes and it evolves and large companies begin to take over, it's sometimes forgotten that their sole intent is to serve their listeners. We at WLIR and the Morey Organization have never forgotten that. We have honored that commitment with 92.7. And we will continue to honor that commitment with our three additional radio stations, Party 105.3, 98.5 The Bone, and our brand new radio station that we are launching today at 12 noon, WLIR 107.1 FM The Box, Long Island's new music alternative. It has an exciting new format, and it has a new mission to serve Long Island. WLIR has been through many modifications throughout the years, and you, the listeners, have been with us through them all. You were there when we were 92.7 The Island, and when we dared to be different with WDRE, then when we were, yes, the Underground Network, and then we became Modern Hit Music. Well, thank you for being so loyal to 92.7 throughout the years. We will forever appreciate your devotion to our station, to our family, and we hope that you continue to support us with our other companies, especially the new WLIR 107.1 The Box. You know, everyone hates change. Change is very scary, and sometimes it's upsetting, but this change is good. It's going to allow the Morey Organization to invest capital into our three existing radio stations, into our newspaper, the Long Island Press, and into our restaurant and entertainment center, Palmer's Bar and Grill at the Vanderbilt. The family that is WLIR, Jared Broadcasting, and the Morey Organization will still broadcast to our listeners and will still help our clients' businesses grow. We will continue to invest in and to serve Long Island and our community. We will continue to grow as broadcasters and publishers, and we will continue to make our voices heard on Long Island. We will continue to be the company that dares to be different, has the courage to take a chance, and has the guts to think out of the box. 2004 is a year of change for all of us, and I assure you that the new year will see big and exciting things from the Morey Organization. I personally thank you for allowing me the privilege and the honor of broadcasting on WLIR on the 92.7 frequency for over two decades. There is no other station like it. There will be no other station like it. And I guarantee that whatever our family chooses to do in the future, Long Island and our listeners will be the first in our minds. We wish Univision Communications great luck and success with 92.7. It's an excellent frequency. It has a wonderful heritage, and we are certain it will be to them what it has been to us. This is not the end, folks. It's a new beginning. And with a bittersweet heart, I will now say for the last time, 92.7 WLIR FM, Garden City.
A continuación, serás testigo, del nacimiento de una nueva emisora. Una emisora diseñada específicamente para Nueva York. Durante los últimos meses, 92.7 FM ha estado hablando y escuchando a miles de radioescuchas en el área triestatal. Lo que escucharás es el resultado de tus ideas. Tú nos dijiste que querías una emisora que tocara más música. Música para bailar.